Oh, it's been a hard day at work.
Is that Martin Skirtle?
Oh, Father Time, speaking wisdom into my mind. Tell me stories of all that are great. Cherish these days before it's too late.
Welcome, guys, to episode 45 of Go Post the Jumpers Football Podcast. I'm Gareth Baker. It's great to be with you this week. Obviously, you had Alex's episode earlier in the week. Go check that out. Just a quick word from our sponsors. This episode of Go Post the Jumpers is sponsored by Bebo. Bebo is a fresh social networking site. Go to Bebo.com. You can basically arrange your friends in like a top 16. You can send your friends some love, post on their wall. It's a really up-and-coming social media network, guys. Head to Bebo.com. It's definitely still there. Use the discount code GOPOST69 and you'll get a free skin on us. Last week's episode had a bit of a reception in terms of Karen Carney. I think overall it was kind of positive, but there were a few melts who were definitely trying to, I don't know what they were trying to prove to who, but it was great to obviously be back last week. I've just realised that my notebook that I normally have next to me to tell me what to say is over there.
It was here.
Awesome. Back in the room. This week I decided to record the episode at an appropriate camera length from you guys. It felt like I was a kind of deep throat in the camera last week. I mean, everything's a learning curve at this point. I've never recorded on my own before. Kind of starting to enjoy not getting made fun of by Alex. Although, he is really enjoying the point of the episode last week where I said I might be autistic.
Now, a lot of keen, avid listeners might have noticed Baker was back this week. Yeah, Baker was back with an episode. And if you haven't already listened to it, please go and check it out. It's at least a 4.5 out of 10. So it's worth listening to.
I'm fairly sure sometimes I'm autistic. But I can guarantee he's going to be using that fucking clip absolutely everywhere. And I don't blame him. Got the flag up behind me. Finally, well, find a way to put it up. I tried sellotape. I tried a lot of different things. And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify and what have you, head over to YouTube, man. You know, youtube.com/GoPostTV. It's where the fun's at. You get to see our stupid faces. And it definitely helps with the TikTok reacts and tweets of the week. That's a nice little segue into what is coming up on today's show. We've got the infamous twat list. Obviously, last week was Marcus Madison, who is a massive twat. I'd go as far to say he's a cunt, but it's the twat list. Unfortunately, we've got the twat list coming out. We've got tweets of the week. I'm going to really try to find time for TikTok reacts. I have so many. Just a very quick question to start things off. Just a bit of trivia for you guys. How many windows, this will shock you, how many windows does Roy Hodgson have on his house? Okay, so think about that one for the episode if you can. I think it doesn't help eating a kebab before you record. I'm definitely growing out of this PSG t-shirt. I think it's time that I need to go from extra large to extra, extra large. But it's one of those things, kebabs, you know. It's, the idea is great. And then you start eating it. And unless you're fucking fucked out of your face, I just find that like 4 or 5 bites in, I regret it massively. It's the same for McDonald's, man. Whoever Whoever has ever told you that they enjoy McDonald's delivered is lying to you. It tastes of shoes. I don't know what it is. From the time that it leaves the fucking McDonald's to come into your house, that McDonald's somehow finds a way to morph into a shoe. And then it gets in your house and you take it out and it looks like a burger, but it's a shoe. You're eating a shoe. Let's start with a twat list, shall we?
Twat.
So, as you'll very well know, because it's the best thing ever created, the twat list is made up of three clues, okay? And the first clue doesn't have to be about the first name. It normally kind of is. And the second and third clues are normally about the second name, but sometimes could be about the first name, but also the second name. It's really easy. But I really want you to think about this, okay? I want you to, after I tell you the clues, I want you to stop the episode. I want you to pause. I want you to leave the house, leave the office, go for a walk, and really just genuinely think. Maybe ask a homeless person what they think, because I feel like, I don't know, they might know. I don't know why. I don't know why I said that either. I feel like a lot of you aren't thinking hard enough. You need to get in the mindset. You need to think about things. So, clue number one. Right. So clue number one, that footballer just got on a horse. Okay, so that footballer just got on a horse. That's clue number one of the twat list. Clue number two. What does that say? Oh, that's a lot of stone. Good thing you need it. So clue number two. That's a lot of stone. Good thing you need it. You know? Because you need it. Clue number three, that's a shame your cabin is covered in moss. That's a shame your cabin is covered in moss. Okay, so those are your three clues. You're going to have to stay tuned. You're going to have to stay tuned. You're going to have to stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out the answer. That, what just happened there, where it kind of looked like I've had a stroke. In fact, there's a few times since I've started recording so far that I am getting worried that I have strokes while I record this. And when I was editing the episode, when I was editing the episode last week, I know I'm under the impression that I mispronounce footballers' names and anything. I didn't realise how much. I didn't realise how much. And I don't know whether to be concerned. So I pronounced Alexander Isaac as Alexander Isaac. And I get made fun of it for this all the time. And is there like a footballer pronunciation book out there that I just don't subscribe to? I don't know how everyone keeps on top of the pronunciations, because they certainly don't do it correctly on FIFA or on football commentary. But I seem to be the one who's always in the wrong with pronunciation. Is there something I need to be medically worried about? Anyway, tweets of the week. So I've had a few of you guys send me tweets to look at. I haven't looked at any yet. So fuck knows where this is going to go. But the wonderful world of Twitter or X, I refuse to call it fucking X. I'm sorry. I just can't get on board with that. Oh, he X'd. Oh, did you see John? Did you see John's ex? What, his ex-missus? No. His ex. What, is in his missus? No, he just exed about Man United. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. See? Doesn't work. Okay, what's this? When you see it. What is this? He's crying. There's a Man United. Obviously, Man United lost to Arsenal 3-1 today. And there's a, they're on a team bus, and the guys, when you see it, oh, there's a guy holding a phone to the team bus. You have to zoom in. The fuck did I see? I support Man United. I need to blend. Why would you do that? Why? It's unreal. I support United. I need to blend in. Well, to be honest, a lot of your supporters need to blend in with people who know what the fuck they're talking about. This is Bellingham, isn't it? Scored a winner today. Mate, do you know what? He is the absolute nuts, to be fair. He is the absolute bollocks. I genuinely think there's no ceiling for this guy. Without a doubt, he's winning the Ballon d'Or at some point, whether it's this season, probably not, but he is phenomenal. I'm so jealous of England for having him, because I think he is arguably the most exciting talent in the world right now. This guy called my keeper fat in year 11. What? Secret shirt arrived. Secret shirt box arrived. They're taking the piss. Right, so what's this? Is this about those mystery boxes that you get, you subscribe to, and you get a kit once a month? What does this tweet mean? I'm going to go on his profile. They sent him a guitar face t-shirt. That's gutted. Obviously, Mason Greenwood's just signed for Getafe. Imagine waiting all month for your kids to come. And it's... Oh, fucking hell, man. These are funny. Aston Villa, where in the world will you be watching from today, villains? Nowhere, because I can't watch English Premier League games despite being in fucking England. I mean, he's got a point. All these broadcasters complain about, fire sticks and shit like that. But what is it? It's like £40 a month for Sky. It's £25 for TNT and, I don't know, £30 for Bing Bong Sports and Spiggly Spoggly TV and whatever fucking is popping up like diglets out the fucking ground at this point. There's so many places to fucking subscribe to watch football these days. It's so unbelievably frustrating, because we've also got streaming services to worry about with fucking Netflix and Apple TV and Disney, and there's even Discovery now, and fucking pretty soon there'll be the God Channel Plus or something, or Babe Station Plus, which I might look at. But yeah, it's so frustrating, because there's some a bloke in fucking Nepal, it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday, who's watching every Premier League game he wants on his fucking Alcatel phone. You know, and we can't even watch the games here. And people say, well, go to the game. It's like, well, I go and watch my team, Cardiff, play, but that doesn't mean I might not want to watch the Premier League afterwards. You know, it's, to be honest, I mean, I may or may not have a Fire Stick. Wink, wink. No, don't do that. It's really illegal, guys. Do not get one. So Man United will help Mason Greenwood try to rebuild his career in Spain by paying for an £8,000 a month luxury six-room bedroom villa and a translator. I mean, Man United, I would say, tried their best to distance themselves away from the Mason Greenwood situation. I think it's all diversion tactics. They've got a crisis team on the go telling them what to do, what the tactics are to come out of this smell of roses and still be able to play Mason Greenwood next season. I can guarantee you he'll be playing for Man United next year. Well, depending on how well he does at Getafe. I mean, he was such an exciting prospect. I do not like him. I think he's a scumbag. Do I think he shouldn't have a football career? Well, as Alex kind of put it as well, and I agree, people like Marcus Alonso and Thomas Partey are running around these football pitches. And It's a difficult one, but I don't think Man United personally are coming out of this looking very great. Newcastle United lost 3-1 tonight. Best fans in the world, man. Why are they cheering losing 3-1 to Brighton? I mean, I've got nothing against Newcastle. I remember them coming to the Cardiff City Stadium. You know, it's a great atmosphere. But you should not be celebrating a loss like that. I get you want to show that you're still behind the team, etc., etc. But that's just counterproductive. That looks like you're happy with mediocrity. Obviously, Brighton being a good team. But I don't know why it's about Newcastle fans. They always have their tops off. Is it a Newcastle thing to just take your top off? The new sun. Oh. Has anyone seen Joe Linton's son? Because, right, I'm going to get you a picture of his son up. Okay. So, next to me now, you will see a picture of Joe Linton's son. Okay. Cute kid. Now, picture of his teammate, Almiron. I mean, someone needs to have a word with someone. So obviously Luton had their first home game in the Premier League this week, and obviously Sky Sports milked the absolute shit of the fact that that stand of Luton now. I used to love that stand. I used to love it. And I've always wanted to go away and see it back when they were in the Championship and League One, etc. It has been so talked about now. I actually want it to blow up. I want that stand to just spontaneously combust so I never have to see it again. And I hope Luton get a brand new stand and it looks great, because I hope they move those people out into new houses and then I get to go up there and blow it all up so I don't have to see that fucking stand ever again. Because every time I log into Twitter, it's there. They seem to think that every stadium needs to be a purposely built car park, or like, you know, this is what football stadiums should look like. This is why I wish Cardiff never moved away from Ninian Park. This is why so many teams should move away. I hate the fact that West Ham moved from Upton Park. You know, Barcelona and Real Madrid are moving. Like, I just like these traditional stadiums, and it's a beautiful stadium, but I never, ever want to see it again. Okay. Consider this an official submission for this season's Puskas Award. Take a bow, David Schroeder, Haverford West County. Right, let's have a look at this. Fuck it out. Jesus Christ. Do you know what? I hope that Haverford West County aren't being ironic there, because, yeah, that needs to be a genuine contender for the Ballon d'Or. So take a fucking bow, David Schroeder and Haverford West County. Hey, what else do we have here? No context worldies. I recognise this.
Harpy plays that long. Shackle heads it away, only to Emmanuel Thomas. Turns it infield. Whittingham with the shot. Oh, what a goal from Peter Whittingham!
Oh, man, that is honestly, I genuinely think, one of the best goals ever scored. I've not been biased, but Peter Whittingham is, I would say, one of those players that I think if he had pace would be an unbelievably good Premier League footballer. You know, you look at players like, you know, Ward-Prowse, who's very similar to someone like Peter Whittingham, but they just have that bit more physicality and athleticism about them. Peter Whittingham was so, so good. You know, it was an absolute joy to watch that guy play football. And obviously it's tragic, absolutely tragic what happened to the man. Ultimately, the champ was in the stadium. He does what he wants. Peter Whittingham, he does what he wants. But yeah, thanks so much for sending that in. I haven't seen that goal for so, so long. And, you know, Peter Whittingham was one of my absolute heroes growing up watching Cardiff City. And, you know, rest in peace. Like, way too young. But that is honestly one of the best goals I think I've ever seen. Up next, guys, we're going to react to some of your fucking weird TikToks. Spanish captain laughs at kiss. Fucking hell, man. You know, it was, that's just disappointing because I was fully throwing my weight genuinely behind those Spanish ladies. I thought it was inappropriate to an extent. You know, the guy was, you know, seemingly, you know, kissing the girls and hugging them out of excitement. You know, I've seen that happen to trophy presentations, you know, man to man, you know, when you're going up, hug and kiss on the cheek, etc. It's the way that gone insane. And Rubiales, I think the captain is, she and her teammates, and there's been continuous support from the football community about it because they have, you know, kind of made it out to be like it was a sexual attack. And, you know, kind of seeing that clip now, it just makes you wonder the legitimacy of that claim, because if you do feel like you were grabbed and kissed against your consent, you know, why would you be on a bus afterwards laughing with everyone and literally looking at the video and laughing? Like, that doesn't scream that it's triggered you at all. It's, I don't know, there's something about that that's a bit off for me. I think I'm just saying what a lot of you are thinking. That just takes away a lot of the legitimacy of their claim. And that's got to be gold dust in the Spanish FA president's case to retain his job, because that does not look good for their claim.
Manchester United is the all-time leader in two-plus goal deficit wins, where they've come back from two-plus goals. I think this was their 13th remontada from two-plus goals down, what? Right? And that is the most for any Premier League club ever. I think I just hawked that from Opta.
Alex has 100% sent me that so I talk about Man United on the podcast. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, well done, Manchester United.
Just how I feel, yeah. And I wonder how I know.
What the fuck? What are you sending me? What are you all sending me? This is a pile of garbage. What is that? Oh my god. How has he called that offside? That, honestly, that isn't too far. That's not too far away from some of the refereeing I've seen in the Championship. But I love the fact that when I used to play like on the weekends, you know, if no linesman turned up, you would get one of the guys on the bench to do it from that team. So obviously, if I'm playing for my team, I'm never going to call my striker offside. And it used to just cause so many arguments. God, Jack Grealish and Phil Foden are unbelievable footballers. I think Jack Grealish is my favourite player in the world, outside of, you know, Welsh players.
What quote would you give to other people to give them a bit of a positive message?
Look at positive quotes, which I look at Google, to be fair, and I write my own sometimes. So like, never believe you're good enough, because you know that really gets a lot of positivity around. And
Carl the Dragon.
People get more positive.
Carl the Dragon, man.
Inspirational quotes and stuff. But
Carl the Dragon is the gift that keeps on giving. So autistic. He's on his own spectrum. This from Kyle Walker.
Kyle Walker, yeah, 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 ye
Jack Grealish looks so uncomfortable. They just... Jack, the way Jack Grealish is standing there, or Walker's quite literally being forced against his will to dance. I just... Oh, man, he's just such a lovely guy, Jack, isn't he? I just... He does so many, like, amazing things. I always see him going up to, like, you know, the mascots and, like, you know, sometimes the handicap fans and giving them a lot of attention that a lot of players just ignore them. And, you know, Grealish doesn't. He gives everyone the time of day, and it's just hard to not love him.
If you were in charge of creating or implementing the laws of the game, what one thing would you change?
Handball law. It's a mess at the minute.
What would you do with it, though?
Just make it, try and make it as simple as possible.
Like it used to be in our
like
day.
Like it used to be. I know we used to have a moan up then, but, I mean, they've tied themselves in so many knots trying to get the perfect solution. There isn't one. All this natural, unnatural proximity, high, low. Now, it's just a complete and utter mess at the minute. So that.
Yeah, look, I completely agree with Shearer. I think... It's a too many chefs spoiling the broth situation with football at the moment. I don't know what it is, these lawmakers, the FA or whoever it is who are making these laws, whether it's VAR or handball. It feels like everyone is just trying to just use their power. So many rules to keep up with and nothing ever is consistent. So you can't ever watch a football game and genuinely be like, no, that's a handball because of this, or no, that's not a handball. It causes so many arguments in the pubs because no one really knows what they're talking about. So everyone's arguing with each other and trying to be as opinionated as possible and passionate about their opinion on handball. But it feels like everyone's just squabbling over just complete uncertainty. I'd even argue, like, even VAR today when I saw Garnacho's goal being offside, you know, yes, it was offside, but what, his fingernails offside? And I get it, offside's offside, and technically that's offside, but it's just, I don't know if anyone else listening to this agrees, but it just, that's too, like, surely, like, you can't score with your finger, so how is that going to influence? I don't know, do you know what I mean? Like, offside is dictated from the point where the player kicks the ball, so, and that's to do with the ball and the foot. But all of a sudden, we're measuring where people's fingernails are, whether that's offside, and this handball rule as well. It's just, again, it's just a too many chefs spoiling the broth situation. There's just so many weird things in football now. You fucking hate referees. I think, I'm starting to think, maybe there's just, maybe they don't know what they're doing. I mean, I'm quite positive they don't know what they're doing. Oh, I don't care. I hate Richarlison. I refuse to watch that. I hate him. He's so overrated that I refuse to entertain that.
Yeah. Can't believe he put that in there. All right, so you're going to tie it with a tap in? Oh my God! Hey, 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 hey!
Why are you sending me this stuff? Why am I being sent this stuff? How do I react to that? How do I react to Smeagol playing Green Day? This isn't football. What's worse about that is Good Riddance was one of the first songs I learned on guitar, and I'm fairly sure I put a video on my Instagram story once thinking I was the shit playing that song, and I really do want to look back on that. Fucking great. great chat. Newport County, fair play to them. Playing Wrexham this year in the league. That's going to be a nice, scrappy game to watch. Obviously, Wrexham looking insanely dangerous against Tranmere the other day. Newport doing really well in sixth place in League Two as I record this.
So I'm paying £76 a month to watch two games today and two games tomorrow. Yesterday's game, Friday Night Football, was not televised. There's not a 12:30 game today. All the 3 p.m. games, we know about that. This is why people move to illegal streaming. Because what's the point of paying £76 a month to watch four games every week, where you can pay £10 a month to watch every single Premier League game? I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Yeah, it's just fucked, isn't it? They're sending people to prison for 10, 15 years for dealing these Amazon Fire Sticks, but no one is talking about getting the prices down at Sky and BT.
Look at the state of how... Look at that. That is the single worst Champions League lineup in history. I'm actually glad Liverpool are in the Europa League. Because what is this? I guarantee you Liverpool's route to the Europa League, winning the Europa League next season, will be harder than any route any of these teams have. What is this? The Champions League, for next season alone, the Europa League is clear of the Champions League.
I fucking hate that guy. His whole existence stems and revolves around just saying anything to get hatred so his channel grows. And I get it, if you're that desperate to be famous, then you do you. But it's deplorable. Like, it is, it's an elixir that TalkSport has just introduced to everyone. That whole platform was built on just coming up with the most outrageous opinions and then getting people to phone in. And then that causing controversy and discussions because, oh, you never guess what that guy said on TalkSport last night. Then that guy phoned in and he was going crazy. And it's just, it's gone onto platforms like TikTok now. And people like this Paddy Murphy prick just says anything he wants. Like, obviously, he doesn't, obviously, he's not glad to not be in the Champions League because of, well, A, the revenue it brings in for Liverpool, playing on the biggest stage in the world. He is just clearly saying that to piss people off. It's pathetic. And the guy, genuinely, Paddy, if you ever see this, you're a prick.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what I saw from behind. I didn't see any contact.
Ah, you didn't see?
I didn't see contact.
But why should I go down?
No.
If they didn't touch me?
I agree. But when you pull the ball back, when you slide back.
But the ball is mine.
I understand. When you slide the ball back, you slide off balance.
You will see after.
Fair.
Ask him.
Go. Hey, Jorginho. If there's a shot, on goal, you will be offside.
I don't care where you are.
Yeah, he's trying to block where I set up the ball because
I'm going
to
walk away.
Yeah. You can put the ball down.
You didn't whistle yet. I'm going to
walk
away.
Okay, we'll stay with me until he goes.
Yeah, we're gonna
but he can set the ball. He can set the ball.
I'm going to walk away.
I love this shit. I want ref cams just permanently in the Premier League. It gives such great insight. Like, the one thing rugby has going for it at the moment is they mic up the referee. There needs to be a bit more transparency between what happens on the pitch and what we get to see. Obviously, we've gone into the first step of that process with VAR happening, but that's just so that it's entertaining more than anything. Like, it just opens up a new, adds an extra layer to the sport. I absolutely love that.
Why didn't you call me back? And I'd be like,
why are people sending me tits? Why are people sending me tits? This is a football podcast. You're sending me tits, man. I'm being sent tits. I've asked the first time in my life, I'm not asking to see tits, and I'm being sent tits. I'm genuinely wanting to, for you guys to send me football clips, and you're sending me tits. I mean, they're pretty good, to be fair. But look, you know, thanks so much for sending in your TikToks this week. Hardly any of them were to do with football, which is great. Thank you so much, because this is a football podcast. And that's exactly what we need is, you know, tits and Khal the Dragon. Okay, so on to the answers for the twat list. The moment none of you have been waiting for other than me, I think, maybe at this point, and the New York Times. So clue number one, that footballer just got on a horse. So the answer to clue number one was mount. You mount a horse. And what footballer mounts? Well, Mason mounts, doesn't he? Because he's Mason Mount and he mounts things because he's a Mason Mount. Clue number two. You know, this week I decided to give you two clues just for the first name. I decided to be really fucking generous this week and give you two whole clues for the first name because you guys are stupid and you couldn't get it last week. So I'm really helping you out here this week. Clue number two. Again, for the first name. That's a lot of stone. Good thing you need it. Well, who needs stone? Who needs stone? A stone mason. I know deep down you like that one. That's a great clue. Clue number three. That's a shame your cabin is covered in moss. So, just to kind of paint a picture here. That's a shame your cabin is covered in moss, okay? So you've got a nice little cabin in the woods. What are you picturing in your head? That cabin is what? It's made of what? It's made of wood. Yeah? And what is moss? So that mossy covered cabin, what's it look like? Well, it's green wood, isn't it? It's green wood now. Here we go. Mason Greenwood is this week's twat. Again, those are genius clues. I'm sure most of you got every single one. Why is Mason Greenwood a twat? Well, you know, he's been a naughty little boy, isn't he? Managed to get a contract with Getafe, much to that guy's sadness, getting that kit in the post. But yeah, you know, Mason's been a silly little boy doing really naughty things. It's all been in the news. I'm not going to bore you. Alex done a whole episode on it. So go and watch that. That's on YouTube/GoPostTV. Make sure you go and subscribe and don't eat a kebab before you ever record a podcast because I feel like shit now. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in this week. I will be back next week for another episode. Thank you and goodbye.